Electric vehicle infrastructure plan is underway in Arizona. $116 million issued fine to those abusing toll-free pumping schemes. Drone delivery of medical supplies starts in 2024, and how 15 hours of downtime in Canada affected life and business. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 98. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. We post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you during the show, so give us a call with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Hosting today is Mike from the Cassie Unscrewed Theater.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, good to have you, sir. And we have a good show for you here. We just do want to show some love to the expert technicians at Perfection Auto Works. We're getting a little bit of a relief with the gas prices, but not relief with this heat. We're still we're getting these little monsoon rains here and there, but that's not enough. They only last for a few minutes, but we got to keep our AC turned on in our car. Might be a good idea to go over to Mike Emery for a checkup on your AC and performance parts to make sure you have a nice cool rest of the summer, as well as minimizing breakdowns during the heat. Take advantage of their free 26-point inspection at Perfection Auto Works again, and their mighty good AC service. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. So here is what's happening in tech news today. So, air drone delivery.
Yeah.
So Amazon is in this. Walmart is in this. So there's air drones, and then there's also surface drones,
right.
The wheeled drones.
Autonomous, basically.
They're all autonomous. And so the idea is that they can quickly ship out medical supplies, emergency medical supplies. Could you imagine dialing 911?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you know, there could be somebody, you know, having a heart attack or cardiac arrest or something, and they're going to send you a drone in 1 minute with an AED or something.
Oh, wow.
You know, with a defibrillator, you know, and they'll drop it out of the sky, you know, and you're still on the phone with them. You say, okay, yeah, take this device, paste it on them, you know, and, you know, that could be, you know, something. But I don't know how far away we are from that, but that's what's happening.
It's a very cool idea.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
Now, in case you're not having a cardiac arrest and you just want a pizza, they can fly you out a pizza.
Domino's
is working on a pizza, air pizza.
Okay.
Or I think you have to get at least one entire pizza. I don't think they're going to do it by the slice. I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah,
I would like it to, if it's Domino's, I want it to be by air.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to hold on to the box. I could just take the box off of them.
Oh, and maybe they could also fly you home.
Maybe.
You know, you can hold on and just take the pizza with you. There you go. Also, we have, last week, a very bad thing happened in Canada. So there was a 15-hour downtime in the Canadian business and life this week across the northern continent starting last Friday. Everything from businesses to 911 calls, airport travelers, and even hospital coverage was affected because internet services through one company that was Rogers Wireless in Canada.
Hmm.
And it affected so many people, so many businesses. And in an interview, they were trying to rule out whether it was a cyber attack of some sort, whether their systems were attacked in some way.
Sure.
And these things do happen. So there's a lot of redundancy in these systems. Like if this fails, then this backup system takes over. And if that backup system fails, then it reverts back to some other primitive system that still is able to do things.
Yeah.
So
it's not supposed to be able to just go down 100%, right?
No, absolutely not. But it kind of makes you wonder if you are prepared for an internet outage. So I made a short list. What are some, if the internet goes out, what are things that you're going to need?
That I'm going to need from the internet?
If there was no internet, suddenly you're minding your own business and now there's no internet. There's no internet in the city, no internet anywhere.
Right.
Okay. What do you do? What would you need? I have a quick list.
Yeah.
A roadmap, like an actual, like,
like a Rogers guide. What's it called? Something guide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a street map and a roadmap.
Roadmap, yep.
In your car.
Okay.
Okay. So that way you can still get around. You can still find things. Mm-hmm. And also a laptop with local media on it. So information, documents, important documents, insurance papers, maybe on electronic form or paper form.
Yes.
Also names and addresses of your friends and neighbors.
Fact.
Okay. You're not going to be able to find them and you're going to need their help.
Yes.
you will have to go back to the... village mentality.
no doubt about that. But you know, our devices would still store the information; it just wouldn't be able to connect to them, right?
Exactly. Yeah. That's why it would be local storage. Yeah. We have a caller on line one. Our good friend Charles Heller is here. Hello, Charles. Welcome.
Hello, Aaron and company. I'm sorry, I don't know your co-host.
Oh, that's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
You know, it occurs to me the primary thing you should have besides the local storage is a Leatherman tool, you can do all things through Leatherman. But in any case, you know, it just when you were talking about the airborne delivery and the pizza and the AED device, with the chip shortage, what happens if they screw up and send a pizza to the guy that needs the defibrillator? Worse, they send a defibrillator to the guy who wants pizza.
Well, one, obviously there would be two different services. The same place where they would be sending out the drones that have the pizzas, it's going to be a completely different location of where they're sending out the AEDs. Can it happen? Sure.
Yeah.
Can people play jokes on you? Can they send weird thing? You know, but the subject of security has always come up, which is what this is coming on. What if things go wrong? What if something lands on somebody's head? What if it lands on their car? What if it gets tangled up in a tree? You know, all kinds of things can happen. So that's why they're building these redundancy systems, and they're trying to work out all of the bad things that can happen. Amazon is on the forefront of that. Walmart is on the forefront of that, as well as many drone companies. Yeah, hope that answers your question.
Domino's defibrillator drones.
They are outsourced to drone companies. That is all they do. If that makes sense.
I hope none of them are Chinese, though.
Well, it's
they'll install spyware.
Well, it's the same thing with cars that deliver your Domino's pizza right now. Though the cars are not made by Domino's, the cars are made by somebody else. They're just using them for delivery of that sort. So I hope that answers your question.
Look at the bright side. A Tesla might actually be able to keep your pizza warm if it catches fire.
there you go.
See you guys.
Okay, thanks, Charles. I do want to spend a little bit of time on this one with the time that we have left before the break. Washington plans to ban most gas vehicles in 2030 from being manufactured.
Right.
And so different states, including Arizona, are putting together EV-friendly systems, electric vehicle systems. The Arizona Department of Transportation is in the planning phase of its electrical vehicle infrastructure. So there's a national budget of about $30 billion over the next 5 years. And Arizona's cut is about $76.5 million over the next 5 years to build an infrastructure friendly to electric cars for long-distance travel in Arizona.
Cool.
The goal is to have a charging station every 50 miles.
Yeah.
Throughout all of the interstates. And the interstates that represent Arizona, I-10, I-40, I-19, I-8, and I-17.
Right.
So if you have a business or land or anything within 1 hour, within 1 mile of any part of these exits of these interstates, you might want to get on one of these meetings at the Department of Transportation in Arizona, because they are looking for spots, and part of this billion and million dollars could go towards the usage of that land or business or property.
Oh, interesting.
For car. Now, it doesn't have to be, we were talking before the show, it doesn't have to be a gas station. It could be anything.
Yeah, anything with a parking lot that has a little,
exactly,
little place.
Okay, we have a caller on line two. Gary, welcome to the Computer Doctor Show.
Hi, I wanted to comment on that news section you covered on the outage in Canada.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask, as far as internet, the internet provider in this case, wouldn't they want to be on their own backup power supply?
It was, yes, that's always a good thing, but this was something beyond power. This was something, a national thing. The they didn't have a problem with the power. It was a problem with their servers and in their data centers. Some sort of software failure made their primary system fail and their redundant backups also fail all at the same time. And that's why they were thinking that it was an attack. So it wasn't power related, as far as I know.
All right, because I wanted to follow that up with, I wanted to brag because I would like to see y'all do a show, if you could, on backup storage. I just have gotten my Blue Eddy backup, and with its flow-through charging, I have not used any power today, including with my fridge. Due to that, if you could go and look at that, I'd like to hear a show of backup storage and
so backup power.
Backup power, because I ran my internet through it. Everything is working great, and it's been something everybody ought to consider because I am independent.
Good.
Nice.
Now, Gary, you are absolutely right. We don't do enough shows on backups, but I'm going to take that suggestion, and I'm going to try to implement that some more. Thank you so much for that suggestion. We do have to go into our commercial break right now, and as we take in our commercial break, with a word from our sponsors up next, science and tech history from this week, and who got fined $116 million for toll-free pumping schemes. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
This is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. I think advertising ought to be stunning and get your attention with sound effects, car chases, gunfire, explosions, intersecting plot lines, multiple ideas, and what's that all got to do with Perfection Auto Works? Well, nothing really. In fact, it's kind of quiet here, absent the ratchet or our ringing phone. We do the planned maintenance on your car, such as brakes, hoses, tires, alignment, air conditioning, and all other things automotive. Just like our jam-packed radio commercials, our auto service gives you 100% satisfaction. From brakes, belts, and even our free 26-point inspection, call today, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508. 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson. Because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. along with Mike, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, Mike, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Unscrewed Theater, we are located at 4500 East Speedway Boulevard, right next to Mama's Pizza. We do family-friendly, all-ages appropriate shows every Friday and Saturday night at 7:30. You can also watch us online via stream on our Zoom channel, and all tickets for all events are at unscrewedtheater.org/events.
Okay. I was just thinking, since you're right next to a pizza shop, maybe you can have a drone fly it from next door into the theater.
Right into the theater. That would be some branding and promotion.
There we go. You would actually be the first comedy actually have a flying pizza into your
theater. I love it. That's a great idea.
All right. Also, here are some announcements. This is something that we've covered in the past. So I think sometime last year, I forget exactly which show number it was, but it was the implementation of 988. And 988, similar to 911, is the emergency suicide mental emergency national number now.
Right.
That actually starts today.
Today?
Today is July 16th, and today is the day where the switch has been flipped.
Okay.
And we now have a national 988 number. The service is not new. It previously was a 1-800 number, some 800 number that nobody could remember.
Right.
But the idea of it being 988 is that everyone can remember it.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit mental myself, but I actually called the number today just to see if it was in fact working, and it absolutely was. I didn't speak to a person, but it went into like an IVR menu system that said that this is the suicide prevention. And it comes at a good time, because in this new normal, there are all kinds of mental emergencies, all kinds of medical problems can be traced back to mental conditions. Mm-hmm. And so hats off to all the FCC and all of the phone services around the country that had to make changes in order for that to work.
To make sure.
Okay, so thank you for that. Also, if you are using Windows 8, official support has ended 6 years ago. But if you're still using it, great. Now, if you're using Windows 8.1, support will end January 10th, 2023. So you have a few more months of that. And you might start getting notices about that. So all of our Windows 8.1 users out there, you might start getting notices of end of life. Now, you shouldn't get too nervous about that, because just because it's the end of life, just like other operating systems, when they have their end of life, that doesn't mean that it's going to stop working. It'll continue to work, but Microsoft customer support will no longer give you help.
Support it, update it.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, nowadays, most people just go on to YouTube or other places to find fixes, and those work perfectly fine. That's where you would have to go for all of your support.
Yeah.
Also, if you were to hold a grain of sand.
Yeah.
Okay, you know how small a grain of sand is, right? If you were to hold a grain of sand up into the sky, that size of your spectrum of your vision, just a grain of sand, that in the James Webb telescope this week, they took a picture about the size of a grain of sand.
Wow.
Okay. And in that size of a grain of sand, in just one section of the universe, they found thousands of galaxies.
Isn't that crazy?
Thousands of galaxies in the spectrum of a grain of sand, just one spot in the sky.
Yeah,
tiny, tiny spot, and it's getting all of this publicity now, because it's like, we know that the universe is huge, but now we're starting to get a little bit more perspective about how huge it is.
How huge it is, yeah.
You know, and if it's just a grain of sand, and that grain of sand represents thousands of galaxies, and each one of these galaxies could potentially has tens and thousands of stars or more, hundreds of thousands of stars for each one.
Yeah.
All in the grain of sand.
Yeah.
This do we have space for? You know, there are people that say that there's other galaxies, other universes out there. I said, where's the space for all these?
For the other ones,
we
right?
have no room for other universes. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into our science and tech history for this week. We have quite a few here.
Yeah, we have take a it away, cools. Mike. So September 17th, 1902, 120 years ago, first modern air conditioner.
Uh-huh.
Willis Haviland Carrier was invented.
I think Carrier is actually
they're still
a,
going.
Isn't that a company?
90% sure.
A HVAC company? No, yeah. that's interesting.
We would not be where we are today without air conditioning.
That's right. Tucson would be very, very, as a matter of fact, people would not have settled in Arizona at all if it were not for air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, it was the Native Americans, and they mm-hmm. had their own systems of cooling. Mm-hmm. I actually know some people in the Native American community, and it's pretty interesting how they keep their water cool. I'm not going to give you their family secrets,
right.
but they actually have a cooling way. What else do you have?
July 16th, 1935, 87 years ago, the first parking meter was installed in Oklahoma.
Thanks a lot, Oklahoma, for giving us the parking meters out there. We know it started with you.
And July 17th was the first parking ticket.
July 16th at 10 a.m.
Right.
When the parking meter expired. That's when the first ticket was.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to feed this thing?
We have to feed this thing more?
Okay. Yeah, there we go.
Jeez.
Okay, what else do you have?
Let's see. Let's move up. July 18th, 1968. Intel was founded. The chip maker Intel was founded.
And we're at a chip, still at a chip shortage.
Yep.
It's estimated that we're still going to be at a chip shortage for another year at least.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
Ramping up is no joke with those chip makers.
Okay. What else do you have?
A year later, July 20th, 1969, Apollo 11 moon landing.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so
exciting.
You know, it's funny. We can put a man on the moon, but we can't make chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what can you do?
Okay. So
and then let's see. We got July 16th of 2006, 16 years ago, Twitter was launched.
Twitter, 16 years old, right?
Today.
Twitter. Now, it's still not owned by Elon Musk for some reason.
Yeah,
he
weird.
Was very, very interested.
Yeah.
He was ready to pay in the billions,
yeah,
but
$44 billion.
He backed out of the deal,
yep.
and
doesn't
like you know. So hey, it's still in the original hands of the people. Okay.
Yeah.
We have one more.
One
what
more.
Is that?
July 17th, which is July 17th, is World Emoji Day.
Okay, so this is the deal, people. Tomorrow, all of your text messages have to be in emojis only. You're
yep.
not allowed to use words.
The hieroglyphics.
Yes, you have to use emojis only, and it's actually pretty exciting,
yeah.
and it's actually like a game if you have kids. Try to figure out what they're saying by only using emojis. So that is World Emoji Day, July 17th.
Love it.
Okay, with the time that we have left, I wanted to cover this last story here. $116 million fine was issued to those abusing a toll-free pumping scheme. So there was this guy. His name was Dorcher. Okay, he had a service called Scam Blaster through a phone service called Cherrytel, Cherrytel, I guess that is. And he found some way to make money by making outgoing phone calls and having other people pump that number out to other phones and have those phones call this 800 number for which he was getting paid for people to call that number.
Wow.
And it ended up being this whole big kerfuffle of things, and he ended up making over 9 million calls using
wow.
this method. He got paid for a lot of them, but the FCC is fining him for $116 million, which is about probably what he made.
Right.
Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location on Speedway in Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. As always, do not click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to ComputerDoctorShow.com, click episodes, and find episode 98. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. Mike was co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Tom Fairbanks at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.